We're up to the Gemara. Have a look at the bottom of Chof Tes Omed Aleph. Six lines from the bottom. Gufa. We're now examining a brisa that we'd actually mentioned already. Now we're going to look at it in further detail. And this is extremely negeya halacha lemaisa. Very, very important. Negeya halacha lemaisa. Says the Shulchan Aruch Gufa. Omar Rav Tanchum Omar Rav Asi. To'o veloi hizkir gevurois geshomim. If one...
The Rav is...
We lost you.
We lost the... You're frozen again.
To'o veloi hizkir... You're being recorded. To'o veloi hizkir gevurois geshomim. If somebody made a mistake and he did not mention Geshem in the second bracha of Shemona Esra, Machzirin Oisoi, then he has to go back and daven again. He has to go back and daven again. Halacha number one. Halacha number two, She'ela, if he did not request Geshomim, Bebirkas Hashanim, in the ninth bracha of Birkas Hashanim, then he would not go back. Now we remember, we have to make this 100% clear once and for all. We've already discussed this. Geshem is mentioned twice in Shemoneh Esra. Once it is called a Hazkara, and once it is called a She'ela. And they are completely different in essence, and therefore have different halachas as well. The first mention of Geshem, when you say Mashiva Ruach or Meirid HaGoshem, is not a request. We're not yet up to the brachas of the Bakoshes. Rather, it is included in the list of praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the praises for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he is the Mashiva Ruach or Meirid HaGoshem. That's called a Hazkara, Hei Zayin Kaf Reish Hei, a mention. As opposed to in Birkas Hashanim, there it is a She'ela. A She'ela means it is a request. It is a Bakosha, which is why, of course, we do not mention it on Shabbos, because there are no Bakoshas on Shabbos. So therefore, when this Brisa talks about Loi Hizkir or She'ela, that's two different cases. One case is he did not mention Geshem in the second Bracha, and which we're being told, halacha is, you've got to go back. The other one is, if you did not ask for it, in the Birkas Hashanim, Ein Machzir Noisei, then you do not have to go back. Why not? Mipnei Sheyochol La'oimra B'Shemeya Tfila. Because Birkas Hashanim, you have a second bite at the cherry, and you can have another go in the Bracha of Shemeya Tfila. What happens if you didn't mention it in Shemeya Tfila either, that we're going to discuss soon. Third halacha, v'havdala b'choinin hadas, if you did not mention havdala in the fourth bracha of Shemona Esra, choinin hadas, ein machzirin oisei, then so too you will not have to go back. Why not? Mipnei sheyochol la'oimro al hakois, because again you can have another go, and you can say havdala al hakois. Now let's just press pause for a moment and lay down a very important principle. Besides for the actual body of the Shemona Esra, of which, of course, every bracha and every word has to be mentioned, there are also additions. There's the addition of the Hazkara, of Mashiva Ruach or Moed Atol. There's the additions of the same bracha or the same Talomata or Havdalah. And there are additions, for example, on Yom Tov, when you say Ya'aleh v'yavoh, or Rosh Chodesh, Ya'aleh v'yavoh. There are two or three, there's different types of mistakes that a person can make with regard to these additions. There are those additions where there is no recourse, there's no second chance. Mashiva Ruach, if you miss it out, game over. game over. If in the winter you did not say Mashiv HaRuach, then that is Le'ikuva, and you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. When it comes to the same Talumata or Havdalah, we're not necessarily saying that those mistakes are less critical, but rather it happens to be that you have a second chance. So if I didn't say the She'ela of Birkas Hashanim, it's not that that mistake can be overlooked. It's not. It's a very, very critical mistake. It happens to be that in the infrastructure of Shemoneh Esrei, you have another go. Or in Havdalah, even if it's not within the infrastructure of Shemoneh Esrei, but you can make Havdalah on the Kos. As opposed to, for example, what happens if you missed out Al Hanisim on Purim? Or what happens if you missed out in the Aseres you made Tshuva, Zochreinu L'chaim? Those additions are considered less critical, period. And you do not have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, even though there is no second chance. So we have to make very, very clear distinction. If I don't say the bracha of the same Talumot in Birkas Hashanim, the only reason I don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei is not because it's not considered a severe mistake. It is a severe mistake, but there's another chance later. And that's why we're soon going to see. If you completely miss out the same Talumata, you finish Shemoneh Esrei, then you jolly well do have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Whereas opposed to Al HaNisim, on Chanukah or Purim, Zochreinu L'chaim, etc., Etzreinu, etc., etc., all of those additions are considered to be less critical to the body of Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore, if you forget them, you do not have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei at all. So now, in our Braisa, we mentioned three cases. Case number one, two, and three. Case number one, if you missed out Mashiv HaRuach, you've got to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Case number two, if you missed out the same Talumata, you do not have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei because you have a second chance in Shemei HaTfilah, with the obvious question being, but what happens if I miss it out in Shemei HaTfilah as well? We will get there. The third halacha is if you miss out Havdalah in Chenin Hadas, then once again, you have a second go because you can always make Havdalah al HaKos.
Akasha, just when you say Mavarech Hashanim and you said the wrong insert, is there anything to be said that you said that bracha improperly?
No. And I'll tell you why. If you didn't say the same Talumata Levracha, then what did you say instead? You said the same bracha. The same bracha is, as it were, an innocuous phrase. The same bracha just means, give us a bracha. Nothing wrong with saying that. So you haven't said anything wrong, it's just that you missed out something right. As opposed to the other way around. What would be in the summer months, and our Gemara is not discussing that. In the summer months when you're supposed to say the same bracha, if I said the same talumata, so over there, that's a much more severe mistake. You don't have another chance. Why? Because we don't want rain in the summer. So if there, you actually said the wrong thing. You messed up the bracha. Whereas in the winter, if you just didn't say the same talumata, you say the same bracha, I didn't mess up the bracha. I said the same bracha. Nothing wrong with that. That's a perfectly valid request. I just didn't say the right thing, but at least I never said the wrong thing. So that's why you have recourse, you have the second bite of the cherry in Shemei Tefillah. Says the Gemara, fourth wide line, fourth last line. Meisvei, we have a big kasha. Because that was all said in the name of Rav Asi, but now we have a Braisa. Rav Asi, who's an Amora, obviously, cannot argue with a Braisa. And look what it says in the Braisa. So remember, we discussed three halachas. Let's see how many questions we're now going to have. Meisvei. If somebody made a mistake, again, the word hizkir, if he did not make mention, doesn't say he didn't request, if he didn't make mention of Geshamim b'tchias ha-meisim, machzirin o'isoi. Fine, very good. That's in perfect fitting with the first brisa. So far, so good. Here comes the problem. She'ei lo b'birkas ha-shonim, machzirin o'isoi. Well, that's our question. Here it says, if you missed out the She'elah and Birkas HaShonim, you do go back. And we were told in the first statement of Rav Asi that you don't go back because you can say it in Shemei HaTfilah. V'havdala b'chenin adas, ein machzir na'isim p'nei she'yochel o'imra alakos. Fine. So either way, with regard to Mashiv HaRuach and Havdala, everything is fine and great. But with regard to Birkas HaShonim, we're stuck. Rav Asi told us that you do not have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Why not? Because you can have a second go in Shemei Tefillah. And yet, here, the Braisa is clearly telling me that you do have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. What's going on? Says the Gemara, Loi Kasha, this is not difficult. Ha, the Yochid, ha, Betzibur. For some reason, we're making a distinction between somebody who is davening at home without a minyan, as opposed to somebody who is davening in shul with a minyan. Look at Rashi. B'yochid machzirin oisoi. If you are at home by yourself and you missed out this bracha, then you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. But if you are the Yochid HaMispalel Im HaTzibur, obviously every davening is B'yichidus, it's a private tefillah, but you're davening together with the Tzibur, then you do not go back. Now, what on earth is the difference between Yochid and Tzibur? Says the Gemara on the second white line, but Tzibur, my time alloy, question mark. When it comes to a tzibur, what is the reason why indeed do you not have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei? Mishum deshama mishliach tzibur. Because you heard it from the shliach tzibur. When the shliach tzibur does chazoras hashatz, so then you can be yotze with that. Ihochi, if so, says the Gemara, I don't understand. You're telling me that there's no contradiction between the Braisa and Rav Asi. The Braisa that says that you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei is talking about a Yochid. You cannot rely on hearing it from the Chazan because there is no Chazan. And what about Rav Asi? Why did Rav Asi say that you do not have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei? Because you can rely on the Chazan. That doesn't make any sense. Why doesn't it make any sense? Because that's all fine and well, a very nice reason. That's not what Rav Asi said. What did Rav Asi say? That the reason why you don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei is because you can rely on Shemeya Tfilah. He didn't say because you can rely on the Chazan. And if the reasoning is that you can rely on Shemeya Tfilah, then we're back to square one. Why can't a Yochid rely on Shemeya Tfilah as well? If the distinction being made is, can you rely on the Chazan or not? Well, then we understand there's a difference between the Yochid and the Tzibur. But that's not what Rav Asi said. Says the Gemara, Ihochi, if so, hi, this phrase, quote unquote, mipnei sheyochel la'oimra b'shemea tfila, quote unquote, that's what Rav Asi initially told us. No, it should have said something else. What should it have said? Again, quote unquote, Mipnei Sheshemeya Mishliach Tzibur. Miboyele is what's required. That's what it should have said. So how can you possibly tell me that when did Rav Asi say you don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei because it's Mitzibur? Is because you can rely on the Chazan. Very nice, but that's not what he said. He did not say because you can rely on the Chazan. What did he say? Because you can rely on Shemeya Tfilah. Shemeya Tfilah. Well, then a Yochid can also. So we're back to square one. So clearly, Tzibur versus Yochid cannot be the answer. And if Tzibur versus Yochid is not the answer, well, then we're still looking for what is the answer. We're back to square one. Rav Asi said that if you miss out Birkas Hashanim, Saint Talumoto, you do not have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei because you can rely on Shemei Tefillah. And yet the Braisa clearly says that you do have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. So what is going on? Says the Gemara, it's very simple on the bottom line. Elo, our favorite word, Elo. What does that mean, Elo? We are backtracking. We're no longer going with this difference between a Yochid and a Tzibur. That's not the way that we're going to reconcile Rav Asi and the Braisa. How will we reconcile it? Elo idi ve'idi be'yochid. Both this and that. They are both talking about a yochid. The subject matter at hand is not whether we're dealing with a yochid or a tzibur. That is totally irrelevant. Okay, so what is the difference? Very simple. Veloi kasha, and nonetheless, this does not present a difficulty. Ha, the idkar. This one is talking about when he remembers koidem shemei tefillah. And if you remember before shemei tefillah, then what? That's what Rav Asi meant, that you don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Why not? Because you have a second go at the cherry, which is Shemei Tefillah, turning over the page. Baha de Idkar, Basar Shemei Tefillah. Whereas in the Braisa, when it says you have to go back, it's talking about you remembered after Shemei Tefillah. If there's no stereo at all. Do you have to go back or do you not have to go back? The answer is, where are you up to when you remembered your mistake?
What exactly does it mean? Idkar. I know this.
Idkar means to remember. You replace the dalad with a zayin, and it becomes like izkar. To remember. So therefore, if the question is to be asked, somebody who missed out in the winter months, the she'ela, not the haskara, the she'ela of Geshomim, does he have to repeat? Does he have to go back? And the answer is, it depends where he's up to when he remembers his mistake. If he is prior to Shemei Tefillah, then all is not lost. He can say it in Shemei Tefillah. And if he is post Shemei Tefillah, well, then he has to go back. Now, for the moment, we are keeping this extremely vague. This is the subject of the very long Tosis over here. And amidst Hashem, we're going to see a Rosh, and we're going to see a Rambam, and we're going to see a Tor, and we're going to see a Beis Yosef, and then Be'ezras Hashem will get to the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, so we have a lot of work on our hands. But let's just explain what the question that needs to be addressed is. If you remember before Shemei Tefillah, then all is not lost. All is not lost. If you remembered in the middle of Al HaTzadikim, the Eigevalt, oh no, I've forgotten the same Talumata, don't worry, just remember to say it in Shemei Tefillah. Fine. That part of the equation is straightforward. What's not straightforward is the other half of the equation. If the Gemara says that if you remember after Shemei Tefillah, then you have to go back. What does that mean? Does that mean I remembered sometime after Shemei Tefillah, but I'm still in the middle of davening? I remembered in the middle of Moedim? Or does it mean I remembered only after I finished Shemoneh Esrei entirely? And also, what does it mean I have to go back? Where do you go back to? Very vague. It could be three options. Going back, maybe going back means to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, all over again. Maybe going back means to Birkas Hashanim. Maybe going back means to Shemei Tefillah. So, where are you exactly when you remember the mistake? Not clear in the Gemara. And where do you have to go back to is also not clear in the Gemara. The only thing that's clear in the Gemara is if you sailed merrily on, past Shemei Atfila, not having said the same Talumata, you're going to have to go back. To where? We're going to have to see. Okay, now before we continue, there's a lot of work on our hands, as I mentioned, but we have a Tosfos on Amud Aleph, the bottom Tosfos. Have a look at Tosfos. Mipnei sheyochol la'omra b'shemeya. Just before we see the Tosfos, I'm surprised that nobody asked over here. There's a whopping question to be asked on the Gemara, which the Mefarshim ask. Nobody in Ramah Aleph or Mishkafayim had this kasha? At least Mishkafayim. There is a huge question to be asked over here. Again, it says in the Braisa, it says in Rav Asi. Rav Asi said that if you forget Mashiva Ruach, game over. And if you forget the same Talomata, you have another go. And the Gemara said, why? And the Gemara said, because we're talking about a tzibur, so you can rely on the chazan. So what's the obvious question? So why can't I rely on the chazan for Mashiva Ruach as well? At the end of the day, we left that whole teretz about tzibur and yochid, but at least there was a havamina. There was definitely a stage in which we thought that you're allowed to rely on the chazan. The $64 million question is, if you're allowed to rely on the Chazan for the same Talumata, well, why on earth can I not rely on that same Chazan for Mashiva Ruach? So let's explain. Bishleimer, when it comes to Havdalah, that's good. Why is that good? Why can't you rely on the Chazan then? Because the Chazan isn't making Havdalah. There's no Chazoras Hashatz for Maariv on Motzei Shabbos. So therefore, I understand that if you didn't repeat, if you didn't say it, then you're a bit stuck, if not for the fact that you could say Avdola Alakos. But when it comes to the same Talumata, or if it comes to Mashiva Ruach, if we're really dealing with a Tzibur, and you can rely on the Chazan for the Brocha of the same Talumata, well, why on earth can I not rely on him for Mashiva Ruach as well? So this is a question that's mentioned by the Mefarshim, and they are at pains to maybe try and make a distinction between Mashiva Ruach, which has to be said by the individual. It's so critical, that's why it's part of every Shemoneh Esrei, even on Shabbos or Yom Tov. It's a personal praise of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, which you have to say, and you cannot rely on the Shliach Tzibur. Whereas the same Talumata, which is a request, that you can rely on the Shliach Tzibur. Okay. Have a look at the bottom Tosfos. Mipnei sheyochol la'omra b'shemei tefila. So this is the line that we just learned, that if you didn't say the same Talumata in the Brach of Birkas Hashonim, don't worry, you have a second chance in the Brach of Shemei Tefillah. Says Tosfos, Kedo Omar, as is said, Lekamon later on, Shoyel, Odom, Srochov, V'Shemei Tefillah. A person can request his Srochim, V'Shemei Tefillah. V'davka tzrochov. This is the other question that we all could have asked. We just asked a question, if you can rely on the chazan for the same talumata, why can't you rely on the chazan for Mashiva Ruach? There's another question to ask. If you're allowed to have a second chance for the same talumata, where? In Shemei Tefillah, why can't I have a second chance of Mashiva Ruach in Shemei Tefillah? Why is Shemeya Tfilah considered a second chance only for the same Talumata and not for Mashiva Ruach? What's the difference? This is what Tosfos is referring to. Says Tosfos, V'davka Tzrachov. What does Tzrachov mean? His needs. Only his needs. Kegoyin sheyesh lechayle b'teich beisoy. For example, there is a sick person in his home. Oy shetzorech sodehu mayim. Or his field needs water, so he has to daven for parnasa. Then duhu me'ein tefillah. V'chein sheila. So too sheila. That is a regular type of tefillah. When a person wants to ask for tzrochov, his own personal needs, then the place to do it is in Shemeya Tefillah. Well, so too, v'chein she'elo. So too, when you ask for Geshem, that's also, as it were, your needs. The place to ask for one needs is Shemeya Tefillah. Aval hazkara, a mention of Mashiva Ruach, v'havdalah, v'shar shvachim, and all other praises for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, osur a'osur, she'enoi me'en shumet tefillah. We've had the word me'en a number of times. Me'en means similar to. So shumet tefillah, well, we have unlimited minutes. We just got a message on the screen. Did you know about that, Ramesh Zelig? A message has popped up on the screen. We have unlimited minutes.
Yeah, it's random. They do it occasionally.
Okay, very good. So, I'm sorry, no cigarette in the middle of the show. Either way, what are we being told? That Shemeya Tefillah is the bracha in which you can insert your personal requests. But Mashiva Ruach, and this is why we pointed out right at the beginning, Mashiva Ruach is not a request. Mashiva Ruach is a praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no place in Shemeya Tefillah. So to Atochein Antonu. What is Atochein Antonu? We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yom Avdol, Bin Kodesh Lechoy, Bin Oy Lechoy Shech, Yisrael La'amim, etc., etc. That is essentially not considered a request. It's more a praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has no place in Shemeya Tefillah.
Do we hold by that? Like that you shouldn't praise Hashem in Shemeya Tefillah?
Correct. You daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and other than if it's part of a request. Other than if it's part of a request. But if it's an independent praise like Mashiva Ruach, then it has no place in Shemeya Tefillah.
Doesn't that beg
the question that the fact that you have Atochein Antonu if it's part of the Bakashas?
Very good question. And the truth is, if you think about it, Atochein Antonu is really a Bakasha. You ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu to give you kapora for the Averas, Menukim Michol Chait. It is a type of request, which would explain why it finds itself in the fourth bracha. It does not, however, explain what Tosfos means then. So why can't I put Avdala in Shemeya Tefillah? That needs a bit of an explanation. Yeah, Reb Nachum.
Does that go for all the middle brachos, that they're all bakashos, so you shouldn't have any hodah in those?
Correct. Unless it's part of a request. Unless it's part of a request, meaning if somebody's davening for parnasa, you want to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for helping me in the past, please can you help me in the future, then that's fine. But if it's an independent hodah or an independent shvach, then its place is not in the middle brachos. Middle 12 brachas or 13 brachas are all bakashas.
So where is the ideal place in Shemoneh Esrei to put those single?
So if it's just Haidah, then you can put that in Moedim. And of course, at the end of davening, you can put it whenever you like. In Elokeinu Tzur. Says Tosfos, Venira. It would appear to me, says Tosfos, Shekol ha'oimer boruch ato Hashem shemeya tfilo. Achar shesiyem divrei tachanunim. What are tachanunim? Tachanunim literally translated is supplications. At the end of davening, as we know, and as we just mentioned, a person can put in his own personal requests, tachanunim. Can you then coin your own bracha? You'll say, Lekayim and Tzor, Lesheni, Meiro, Sosamida, Mirma, and then you'll put in a whole bunch of requests, and then you'll say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Shemeya Tfilo. Says Tosis, if you do that, Miyushev Maguna. I'm not sure what the word Miyushev over here means, but Maguna means it is to be despised, meaning it is incorrect. You cannot add your own brachos to Shmona Esra. You can add your own requests, your own thanksgiving, your own praise, unlimited. But you cannot add your own bracha to Shmona Esra. That you can't do. Kida Omrinon, as the Gemara says, Tosfos now quotes the Gemara in Megillah, Mikan ve'elech osur lesapir b'shvachoi shel mokim. From there on in, you cannot praise Hashem. What does that mean? Kloima, lahoisif brachos al elu. You are allowed to praise, but you cannot be moisif a brocha. Shmoina Esra and not 19, or 19 and not 20. Va'afilu im bo lehispalel shmoina Esra oid pamacheres. What happens if you say, fine, I can't add another bracha, but I'd like to. So in order to do so, I'm just going to daven another Shemoneh Esra. No, you cannot do that, says Tosfos, Osur. Why is it Osur to daven a second Shemoneh Esra? Shemire kemoisif al habrachis. Because it still would appear, it looks like you're adding to the brachis. Even though you're not really adding, you're saying a different Shemoneh Esra. But the fact that you've already davened once and now you're davening a second time, it looks like you're adding to the brachas, and that is awesome.
You can do it as a nedava, no?
Oh, so we're going to get to that. Vaha da'om ale'el. And that which we said earlier, we haven't learned this Gemara, but it's Gemara daf chaf aleph amud aleph, where it says, v'levai. What does v'levai mean? Halavai, if only. She yispalel odom kol hayoim. Only a person would daven all day long, it'd be a wonderful thing. Which is, exactly as Rav Ram just mentioned, means there exists a concept you can add your own voluntary Shmona Esra. You can add a Tfilas Nedova. So how can Tosfos say that what? That you cannot add extra brachos or even an extra Shmona Esra because it looks like you're adding a bracha, but we have a Mefurash Gemara that says, V'levai, if only you could daven all day, which means you can add an extra Shmona Esra. So what's going on? Can you or can't you? Says Tosfos, Hainu, Dafka, Besofek, Hispalel. That's only if I got myself into a mess. Because I'm not sure if I've davened. I can't remember. Did I daven or did I not daven? So now I'm a bit stuck. Why? Why am I a bit stuck? Because if I'm not sure whether I've davened or not, so I cannot just merely daven again and hope for the best. Because maybe I did daven already. But maybe I didn't. But maybe I did. So there, that's when we invoke the concept of nedova. I.e. we would say, daven another Shmoina Esra. Because at the end of the day, maybe you haven't yet davened. But do so as a potential nedova, just in case you actually have davened already. So that's when you're allowed to add another Shmoina Esra. Why? Because I'm doing it for good reason, because I have a suffix whether I davened first time round. Aval vadai. But if you have vadai davened without any suffix, then ukminon le'el, the Gemara establishes over there, shepoisek afilu be'emtza bracha. You would stop in the middle of a bracha. In other words, imagine, and this is sometimes can happen, imagine you come to shul, especially when you switch from winter to summer, you're not used to the new routine. So sometimes what can happen, you're in the middle of davening Maariv, and all of a sudden you remember, oh my goodness gracious, I've already davened Maariv tonight. And I'm in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So if I can't remember whether I davened first time round, that's okay. But if I remember that I've definitely davened before tonight, do you know what you do? You stop in the middle of a bracha there and then. There is no such thing, la halacha, as adding extra brachas. Now let's make no mistake. A person can and should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all day long. You should forever be conversing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not in the form of brachas. Not only that, if you do that and you remember in the middle that you've davened already, but vadai, you stop, put there and then. Says Tosfos, poisek afilu be'emtza ha'brocha. You would stop even in the middle of a brocha. Kishmuel, this is the opinion of Shmuel in a perek mishamesu, early on in brochas. Uma shashliach tzibur shoyne bohen. So why does the Chazan repeat Shmoneh Esrei then? I thought you just told me that we don't repeat Shmoneh Esrei unless you have a sofik, but every Chazan repeats Shmoneh Esrei, that's Chazaras Hashatz. Says Tosfos, that's different. Hainu lahoitzi rabim yidei chayvason. That's in order to be moitzi the rabim. We discussed this earlier on. In those days in particular, not everybody knew how to daven. The concept of a siddur didn't exist. Therefore, you needed the chazan to be moitzi the tzibur. That's why he's saying Shmoneh Esrei again, with the obvious question being, well, why did he have to do it first time round then? Why can't the chazan just daven the Shmoneh Esrei loudly, and that way he'll be moitzi the tzibur and also be moitzi himself? Says Tosfos, uma shemispalel balachash. So why does the chazan daven firstly the quiet Shmoneh Esrei? Hainu kedei, that is in order to lahastir tfilosoi, in order to organize his tfilah. Hastir from the word seder. What does it mean to organize his tfilah? Because he's about to be on public show. He's about to daven loudly on behalf of the entire community. He first has to just practice before to make sure that he's fluent in Shmoneh Esrei. So this Tosfos, even though relatively small, has taught us a number of very important halachas. Halacha number one is that mashiv ha'ruach can never, ever, ever be put into the bracha of Shemei Tfilah. That's why if you forget mashiv ha'ruach, game, set, and match. It's all over. Finished, you've got to go back. Why do you have to go back? Because you have no recourse.
So, but in the at the end of Tosfos, he's telling us that once upon a time, people were Yotzei through Mashiv, through the Shliach Tzibur.
Yeah, but not in Shemei Tfilah, though. Tosfos is wondering, why is it that I can put the same Talumota in Shemei Tfilah and not Mashiv Ruach? And the answer is, Mashiv Ruach is not a good Shidduch with Shemei Tfilah.
No, but we did have the concept that you have to say Mashiv Ruach by yourself. You can't be Yotzei, the Shliach Tzibur.
You can rely on the Shliach Tzibur only if you yourself don't know how to daven. If you know how to daven and you messed up, you should daven again. So that's the first halacha we're taught in Tosfos, that you cannot put Mashiv Ruach or Havdalah in the bracha of Shemei Tfilah. Shemei Tfilah is the general bracha, that's true, where you can put all of your requests, but it's got to be a request. And Mashiv Ruach is not a request. That's the first halacha in Tosfos. Second halacha in Tosfos is at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, when you do your tachanunim, you can daven as long as you like. You can daven for 10 hours at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. Do not finish off with the words, Baruch Ato Hashem Shemei Tfilah. Why not? Because you're adding another bracha to Shemoneh Esrei, and you have no right to do so. Not only have you got no right to do so, says Tosafot, I've got no even right to daven another Shemoneh Esrei. We find in concept that you can repeat Shemoneh Esrei, that's only if there's a suffix. I'm not sure if I daven first time round. But if it's a vadai, if I've definitely daven before and suddenly I find myself in the middle of the next filler, one stops exactly there and then. What about a shliach tzibur? Why does the shliach tzibur then repeat the Shemoneh Esrei? To be moitzi everybody who doesn't know. Well, if that's the case, why do we have the first time round? The answer is in order to organize the tefillah for himself. By the way, there is a very important shaila, halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa, which I believe Rav Moshe Feinstein discusses in a tshuva. Imagine you are the chazan in a shul that daven not according to your nusach. So, you normally daven Nusach Ashkenaz, and you find yourself in a shul davening Nusach Sfard, and you are the Chazan. Now, obviously, for Chazoras Hashatz, you've got to daven in the Nusach of that particular community, which will mean Nusach Sfard. What do you do in your quiet Shemoneh Esrei? Do you daven your regular nusach, or do you daven nusach svart? So if I'm not mistaken, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, and Rav Moshe says, a big chiddush, if you are in a Sfardi shul, and you are the chazan, you however normally daven nusach Ashkenaz, in the quiet Shemoneh Esrei, says Rav Moshe a chiddush, you have to daven a Sfardi Shemoneh Esrei as well. And it's based on the Tosafot that we just learned. Because the whole function of the first Shemoneh Esrei is in order to organize yourself for the second one. To make sure you're fluent. You're hardly going to be fluent in Chazoras Hashatz, Nusach Sfard, if you've just davened your own private Shemoneh Esrei, Nusach Ashkenaz. Even though between you and me, you could have made a differentiation. Could in theory have said that's all true in the times of Chazal when there was no Siddur. So if there was no Siddur and you're going to daven by heart, so you've got to do a very good practice before. But nowadays you have a Siddur. So in theory I could have said in my own quiet Shemoneh Esrei I'll daven my own Nusach Ashkenaz, and when it comes to Chazal as a Shatz I'll daven from the Siddur and I won't make a mistake. But our Kaponim Moshe Feinstein held not that way, and he says that in the practice, i.e. the quiet Shemoneh Esrei, you always got to daven in the same nusach as the tefillah you're about to daven later on. Okay. Some of this we have to come back to. I'd like to make a start, at least now, to this top thesis. It's a very long thesis. You have to take it bit by bit, and I would highly, highly recommend, those of you who are preparing shir before tomorrow, I would highly recommend that you have a look at this thesis and try and crack it bit by bit. It's not a hard thesis, but it's a little bit involved. I think if we put effort into the Tosafot, we can certainly understand at least large parts of it. And as I mentioned, afterwards we'll see the Rishonim and we'll see how we paskan halacha lemaisa. This is very, very negeh. Let's just briefly remind ourselves of what the Gemara said. We had this stira. If you miss out Pirkas Hashanim, the same Talumoto. Rav Asi says you have a second bite of the cherry in Shemei Tefillah. And the Braisa says you've got to go back. Is that a contradiction or not? Says the Gemara, no contradiction. Rav Asi is talking about where you remembered before Shemei Tefillah. So then you have another go at second go at the cherry. And the Braisa that says you remember that you can't, you've got to go back, is talking about you remembered after Shemei Tefillah. As we mentioned, we have to discuss two things. Firstly, what does that mean you remembered after Shemei Tefillah? Where were you up to? And secondly, what does that mean you have to go back? Where do you have to go back to? So this is a point of much, much, much controversy. Or controversy, as the Americans call it. Wrongly. Says Tosfos, Ha de Idkar Bosor Shemea Tefillah. You'll be delighted to know that I'm learning tzitzis in Kolom. I'm learning the halachas of tzitzis in Kolom. So I have an Israeli chavrusa. So I didn't know how to say in Hebrew a set. I wanted to explain to him, you know, it's a set of four tzitzis. So I said to him, how do you say in Hebrew, you know, a set? He says, yeah, yeah, in Ivrit, there's a word, set. I said, oh, really, set? He says, oh, what, really? What, is it the same in English? Yes, I think the English language came first. Ha de idkar bosar shemea tefillah. This is when you remembered after shemea tefillah, then you have to go back. Now, where are you and where do you have to go back to? It says, Tosfos, oz vadai machzirin oisai. If you've sailed past shemea tefillah, then you definitely have to go back. Mihu. However. Now we're going to use a very, very important phrase over here, which in fact we're going to see in the Gemara, which is Okar Raglov. What does Okar Raglov always mean? Okar Raglov means, have you uprooted your feet? Or in our terminology, have you done Oysa Shalom? Once you've been Okar Raglov, then by all agreement, that is the end of Shemoneh Esrei. You're finished. That's all over. So therefore, whatever mistakes you've made, you've got to repeat Shemoneh Esrei all over again. Why? Because you've completely finished Shemoneh Esrei once you were Okar Raglov. Says Tosfos Miu. Imloy Okar Raglov. If indeed you had not been Okar Raglov, that means it's true I whizzed past Shemei Tefillah and I missed out same Talumotta again, but I have not yet finished Shemoneh Esrei. Proof is, I have not yet been Okar Raglov. Then Ein Tzorich Lachzor L'Roish. I do not have to go back to the beginning. V'loi L'Birkas Hashanim. Elo Choyzer L'Shemea Tefillah. We said that there is a three-way suffix. When the Gemara says you have to go back, where do you go back to? Do you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei? Do you go back to Barech Aleinu? Or do you go back to Shemea Tefillah? Three options. Says Tosfos, if you did not yet do Okar Raglov, your feet are still together, you have not finished Shemoneh Esrei, you do not need to repeat the whole of Shemoneh Esrei, and in fact, you don't even need to go back to Birkas Hashanim. You simply go back to Shemea Tefillah. V'chein mashma b'Yerushalmi. And so too, says Tosfos, is the mashmos in the Gemara of the Yerushalmi. Why? Because it says in Yerushalmi in Perek Ein Oimdim de Ka'omar, it says there, Imloi Sho'al Be'Birkas Hashanim Machzir in Oisai. It says there in the Gemara that if you did not mention She'elo, you didn't ask for Geshomim in the Birkas Hashanim, you have to go back. Ulaheichon Choyzer. The Yerushalmi asks specifically, where do you go back to? And it says that Reb Shimon b'shem Reb Yochanan Omer b'rosh chodesh. If you missed out Yalev Yavoi im okar raglov, that's it. Chayzel arosh. You've got to go all the way back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esra v'im lav chayzer la'avoido. If you haven't finished Shmoneh Esra, your feet are still together. You go back to avoido, which is the bracha of Ritzei Hochanami. So too with regard to Birkas Hashanim, it's the same thing. Im okar raglov chayzer la'roish. If you have. If you finish Shmoina Esra, then indeed Choyzer Leroish, you've got to daven all over again. Ve'im lav, Choyzer L'Shoimeya Tfilo. Alma, you see therefore, Mashma Behedya, clear implication in Yerushalmi, the Einoi Choyzer Elam, again, if you are Oikar Raglov and you finished your Shmoina Esra, well, then obviously you've got to go back all the way to the beginning because you're not davening anymore. But as long as my feet are together, I go back to where? Only to Shemea Tfila. Alma Mashra Behedya De'eina Choyza Ela, the Shemea Tfila, Ki Loi Oikar Raglov, as long as you have not been Oikar Raglov.
This is all a quote from the Yerushalmi, Im Oikar Raglov.
That's what Yerushalmi says. From Alma onwards, Alma is Tosas now talking.
Yeah.
Alma we can deduce from the Yerushalmi, at least it's basically explicit in the Yerushalmi, that you go back only to Shomea Tfilah. Now we have to press pause over here. We'll resume Miss Hashem tomorrow morning. Please, please, if you get a chance, have a look at this lengthy Tosfos, and then all the Mara Makomos on the sheets. Rosh, Rambam, Torah Beis Yosef, and bring a Shulchan Aruch, Sif Chelek Aleph, although to be honest, we're not going to reach there tomorrow. But we have quite a bit to see, because we still wanted to see in Shulchan Aruch one or two of the halachas of Havinenu, which we have not forgotten about, plus this sugya. So this is basically going to be the big discussion. Tosfos has so far told us, and he's telling you that it's Mefurash Yerushalmi, that again, you missed out Birkas Hashanim. You missed out the same Talamot in Birkas Hashanim. You're allowed to say it in Shemir Tfilah. You missed it out again in the second opportunity, which was Shemir Tfilah. Well, if you finish Shmoneh Esra, game over, you've got to daven all over again. But if you didn't, you merely go back to Shomea Tfilah. And this is a highly, highly controversial point, because we're going to see other Rishonim disagree, and other Rishonim say that if you made the mistake twice, you've got to go back to Boruch Oleinu. You don't have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esra. So Tosfos says Shomea Tfilah. We'll see what the Rosh says. We'll see what the Rambam says. There is a lot of discussion. So again, Tosfos says you go back to Shemea Tfilah. We'll see other Rishonim say, no, you've got to go back further to Birkas Hashanim. How do we paskan halacha l'maisa? But Ezra Hashem, we'll see in the coming days. So Miss Hashem, tomorrow morning, all being well, 9 o'clock.
Good question.
Yep.
When the Rishonim starts off by saying that he didn't say Saint Talu Matar in Birchas Hashanim.
Right.
The raya he's using is for Rosh Chodesh.
Right.
Not the specific related to Saint Talu Matar.
Right. Well, the Gemara. Right.
Then he says Hochanami.
Right. The Gemara says Hochanami.
Yeah, it says Hochanami after. I understand.
Right. In other words, the Gemara is proving the point of Birkas Hashanim from the halacha of Rosh Chodesh. Exactly.
Rosh Chodesh, if you forget Rosh Chodesh, all you have to do is you don't go to Rosh Chodesh to feel, you go to Ritzei.
Yeah, but that's the question. Do you go back to the place where you're supposed to have said it or not?
Okay.
I was comparing, yeah, quite right.
Okay.
Everybody, be well.
All right.
Okay, Shkoyach.
Have a wonderful day, everyone. Shkoyach.
You too.
later. What do you think?
What?
I should probably listen to it and go later, but I really want to get this checked.
Where are you going?
I'm going to the bank.
Oh, what's the rush? Leave your Torah. Mondays, I'm not sure they're open at all. I don't know. What?
Sunday.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not the first time I'm using Zoom.
What? No, I'm okay.